Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sean Morash, a lot of credit, because not only did he give the morning show half their content today with the debate on, did Sean steal it from Nikki on social media?
Right, who is that, by the way?
I'm still confused, Teak, to be honest with you.
She is a podcast host who had tweeted out the story she had heard, which is similar to Sean's. It's actually the same as Sean's. Yeah. And she was like, I had it first. And Sean's like, no, I didn't even see your tweet. I got the information through my sources. And so there was a little bit of a hubba-hubba-hubba-baloo.
And good for her. She has good sources.
But not only did you provide content for the morning show, you've also given questions that the Giant Beat could ask Brian Daboll at his Friday press conference. So earlier today, of course, Coach Daboll would be asked about the Sean Morash report. Take a listen.
There was a report yesterday from WFAN, the Giants radio station, that your job was in jeopardy after the Broncos game, getting off the plane. Is that something that you were even aware of? And what do you know about that?
I know about it talking to Pat on the way down. So
no, I mean,
but other than that, no. But again, not winning enough games. There's a lot of reports out there. So you don't think you focus on those. You focus on the things you can control.
Brian Daboll gave a perfect answer.
I agreed.
I mean, it's a perfect answer, and also, asking Brian Daboll about him almost being fired is kind of stupid. It's like, I'm about to get fired, right? Let's say there's a report. Evan Roberts is about to get fired. If you call and ask me, my answer is going to be, I hope not. how would I know if I'm about to be fired?
Right.
I assume that the architect would keep it under cloak and dagger and then at the last second say, Evan, you're fired. So I assume that head coaching in the NFL would be the same way. Like, whoever's deciding to fire Brian Daboll, whether it's John Mara or Joe Shane, they're not telling Brian they're about to do it. So asking Brian Daboll about it, to me, I get why you did. You have no one else to ask. But it's kind of weird.
Yeah, because you have to ask it, but because it's a report. It's
right,
out there.
Right.
And so I think you were right, though. Dave's answered it. The only way you can answer it is, I got other things I have to worry about. I can't worry about whether or not I'm going to be here tomorrow or not. I have to worry about getting this team ready to try to win a game in Chicago. So it might feel good for you to ask that question, and the fans might think they're getting their pound of flesh because you asked that question, but what the hell can I do about it?
He's got to win games.
He's got to win games, period. And that's exactly what he said. He's 100% right.
Unlike Sean, I'm not going to report anything. I'm going to tell you, using my brain, this is the deal. The more they lose, the worse they lose, the better chance there is that we're going to come on the air Monday at 2 o'clock and talk about an in-season firing. That's reality. And that's not based on talking to anybody. That's sports. That's also the emotion of running a football team.
Yeah.
If this gets worse, there's a greater chance, even in the middle of the season, that he'll be fired.
Yeah. I mean, look, let's keep it real. They had back-to-back really bad seasons, 6-11, and then 3-14 last year, and now they're 2-7. Like, what else are you? What else could there be?
And I've said this.
I mean, it's obvious. You don't even need to say it.
You're right. And I've said this stat 100 times, but I want to say it again because people need perspective on this. The New York Giants have never in their history had a coach have three straight losing seasons and then be allowed a fourth season.
And very few never teams happened. In NFL history
That's right.
do that.
Well, actually, Robert Saleh had that chance last year, but then he got fired. The Jets did it twice. Weeb Eubank and Robert Saleh had three.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. 21, 22, 23 began the 24th season, or 24, and then, of course, a few games and got fired.
Right.
But it's a rare thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very, very rare thing to have happen. Anyhow, let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019, the number. Alex is in Southampton, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon, guys. Thank you very much. Hi, Tiki, your favorite truck driver here.
What up, Alex?
I'm going to try to, because I'm driving, so I have to memorize my points. So let me say my points, and then I'll hear you guys, because I'll forget it.
Go ahead.
But this is the reason why I think that Dable and Shane should be fired. Because, first of all, I don't see no leadership. Number two, I don't see player development. Number three, the in-game decisions, horrible. Number four, the scheme for the quarterback, vanilla. Number five, which of the teams which area of the team has improved because they've been waiting for a quarterback? Number six, a lot of ifs. And anointing a rookie as the true leader, I think he lost the whole team there. Hmm. And then he's gonna say, I think it was last year or the year before, oh, this is how it looks when you win a game when you have a quarterback or a competent quarterback. Well, look at Daniel Jones. So only if you have a superstar quarterback, you are good. I think that look at New England, look at the Bears. They have new coaches, and they have areas in their team that they are improving even if the quarterback is not playing well.
Yeah.
I don't see anything in the Giants that I can say. And another thing, Tiki, just to close up, when you was a running back, you had all the talent. Tom Coughlin came and threw a little bit of seasoning and helped you how to hold the ball. But he didn't make you the player that was. It was all you. It was all you. So coaches can help the player get a little bit of improvement, but can definitely destroy players in the locker room.
Right. So
thank you very much, guys. I
love
you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Look, all those situations are different. New England is different than Chicago, is different than New York. But you're right about one thing. Coaches are supposed to fine-tune you, right? And it wasn't Tom. It was Gerald Ingram, my running back coach. But it was Tom's gets the credit because he was the head coach. A good head coach not only motivates you, but he gives you the tools to make you your greatest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about who's getting better, who's taking the next strides, that's what you want to look at. That's what you, as an organization, that's what you want to evaluate. are guys taking, getting the teaching to take the next step in their development? And we can say that about Brian Burns, right?
Oh, definitely.
We can say that about, I mean.
Yeah, who else can we say
Andrew
that about?
Thomas?
He was already a stud.
True. I'm honestly thinking out loud. Who else can we say that about?
I don't think there's many others.
And that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the issue that you're facing, is that while everybody wants to focus on the big picture and this team stinks and they only won two games this year, you have to get granular when you want to evaluate somebody. And I think the 30,000-foot view, we already know what that evaluation is. But now when you start digging down into the granular nature of coaching, who's getting better?
Yeah, not enough.
Not enough? I don't know if anybody is.
It's really Brian Burns, who's had a monster year this year, deserves all the credit for the year he's had.
Right.
But that's pretty much it.
More than not, guys are getting worse. Bobby Okereke is getting worse. Dexter Lawrence has gotten worse.
Deontay Banks,
as amazing as that sound, has gotten worse.
I guess we could say Jackson Dart is a rookie. Right?
He's a rookie.
Right, so he's getting better from what? Just being drafted?
Just from getting the opportunity.
Right.
And
Russell Wilson got worse.
That's just not a good sign. And it's depressing to even think about. Now, with that being said, I still think the Giants can win games. It's not as if I'm completely, this is a completely hopeless situation. It feels like the leadership is just disjointed. The decision-making in games is just disjointed. Nobody feels to be walking in the same direction. And when you start being individuals, forget it, dude. Forget it.
Yeah. Mike is in Fairfield. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I hope everybody's having a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Hey Evan, I don't remember every obscure interaction you have with fans, but if I told you Nets, Bucks, Game 7, Durant,
Nets, Bucks, Durant at the line. Yeah. Just tell me you're not the guy who said we got this. If you're that guy, I need to move on with my day.
I am, bro.
Oh, no. You got this guy?
Did I get to the
Mike. Mike, unfortunately, I have to let you go because your phone sucks. Otherwise, we could continue this conversation. But, yeah, unfortunately, at that game 7.
The hapless Nets.
I'll make this very quick so we can get back to the stuff that matters. When Durant hit the game-tying shot, which, by the way, in the moment, I never thought was a game winner because I didn't think it. Mm-hmm. His foot was behind the line, so at least I was salvaged from that moment. The game was going to overtime after they made one final stop, and I was the only person in Barclays Center sitting. Everyone else was standing, screaming. And he just screams at me, Ev, we got this. And I turned back and said, how the F do you know?
No biggie.
And when they ended up losing that game, all I could think about it, what's going to haunt me forever, it still does all these years later, is, we got this guy. So it sucks that his phone didn't continue, but honestly, I didn't really want to hear anything else from him.
No biggie.
What's he going to tell us?
Right.
We got this. Yeah, we got this, all right. We got something, that's for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.